You'll recall it was all game on from about 5 a.m. when I walked in with my two kids.
Yeah.
Because it never happens, but unfortunately my nanny got really sick and couldn't come to help look after the kids for me.
I'll tell you, I had that panic because I saw you and your two kids in front of me in the hallway, and I had that panic like you're a kid turning up to school and you forgot it was no uniform day. I was like, was I meant to bring Charlie? Yeah. Oh, no. Are we all bringing kids?
I tell you what, though, they've done well. Trixie's always great, but Daisy, I thought, oh, 4 hours now, there'd be a hissy fit, a bit of a tantrum, because she's up early.
She's 18 months.
Nothing. She's been an angel. You wouldn't even know she's here.
I know. I'm very surprised. She's very clingy, as babies are.
Well,
and I thought, she's not going to deal with mummy not holding her.
I think you might be the problem.
Do you think I am the problem?
I think you're due to go out and bend it now. The kids can go with anyone.
I've never seen our production team more flustered and ready for a nap, though.
Really? Leon. You threw him a curveball.
Leon's
done. Two children.
I know.
Tuesdays aren't his day either.
But anyway, that's what happens. Working parents will know when childcare falls out, you've got to just keep going and bring your kids to work. So thank you, everybody, here for helping me look after my children this morning. But yesterday, one of my children, Daisy, we spoke of, so 18 months old and toddling. So she's moving now, as you've witnessed this morning, yeah. Like a little, she's walking out of a nightclub at 3 a.m.
Those Nutella sticks, they do everything. Put her in grade prep.
But what's happening at home? And it happened a few times. So a couple of days ago, my stepdad came to visit and he came out of the bathroom. Ow. And he said, have you looked in the toilet? And the next minute he's walked out with my watch. So she dropped my watch down the toilet, just put it in the toilet bin, toilet. And then I was in the kitchen the other day and I opened a drawer. Oh yeah, there's Peppa Pig just sitting in a drawer. But yesterday, it was in the morning and I had just put on a TV show like Bluey for her. And then I walked into the kitchen and within a 5 minute period, I went to turn the volume down and couldn't find the remote. And I looked everywhere. I was pulling couches apart. Then I thought, has she put it in a drawer? I opened everything.
Do you blame Trix at all?
Well, yeah. Well, Trixie, she'd gone to school. Yeah. But by that stage, I was like, oh, Trixie will know where it is.
Yep.
Trixie came home from school. Trix, where's the remote, sweetheart? We've lost the remote. I've got family members coming over. Like I sent a message to my brother. Can you come and try to find my TV remote? Pulling the house apart. And then I was making dinner and I opened or pulled the drawer that the bin's in.
Yep.
In the bottom of the bin. I had since been putting stuff, rubbish on top of it.
Oh,
but there's
wow.
The remote in the bin. I could have thrown that out.
100%.
Oh.
Like, that would have been,
That's old school, isn't it?
Imagine
the things that all the kids throw
in the bins.
Every time a remote goes missing, Lady, Lulu, where's the remote? And Toby's obviously taken it and put it somewhere, but you turned everything upside down. And I'm surprised it only took you all day. You got a huge house.
Like, but
turn upside down.
It's not that big. And I was really just doing that living area because she can't go upstairs.
Yeah, can't go upstairs.
But I just, now from here on in, we've got to check the bin. I've got to rifle through a bin before I put it out for the garbos, because
there's a little vent at our place, like a heating vent down the bottom on one of the walls, and the vent has come off. So it's just sitting up against it until I fix it. And I looked in there yesterday and Charlie's put about 10 pairs of socks into the
vent.
Yeah.
Did Daisy turn around and say that was really rubbish TV?
No, she didn't. But if her Uncle Feff had been there, some of that gold would have occurred. But 131060, have your kids hidden something that you've never found? Did it pop up 2 years later? Because I figured that would happen. They'd put something somewhere. And because I was going to have to call the television company and go, can I get a remote? Like, do you do that?